Wherever the sword of rebellion is drawn to protect the rights of man, I am a rebel. Wherever the sword of rebellion is drawn to give man liberty, to clothe him in all his just rights, I am on the side of that rebellion. Robert Greene Ingersoll.
Inconceivable!
Will you please act like you have more than a two-word vocabulary?
Is there air? You don't know!
And now, a yak.
Yak?
Hey, don't touch that dial. You found Secular Yakking.
I'm Robert.
And I'm Amy.
After years.
Many years of yakking at each other.
We're here to yak at you.
So sit back and enjoy the yakking.
Hello.
People, would you give me
we would like to say hello and hope you had a great week.
Fine.
I'm taking over.
Yeah, you can push the buttons.
I don't do buttons.
Fine.
But yes, we are here. We are back again and hoping everyone had a great week.
I had a better week.
That's an opinion. We had an insane week, I think is a good word.
That is true. It's been rather busy.
Yes. Well, busy for me, not so much for your ass just sitting there. What?
But my leg faces. I just heard noises.
Oh, you were making faces. But yeah, no, you sit in a chair and I run around like a chicken with my head cut off.
Well, I'm enjoying this week.
I don't like you at all.
My leg feels better.
Yeah, you're not in the pain you were in, but your stupid brace is driving me insane.
Wow.
Swear to God, if we adjust it once, we adjust it 1,000 times a day.
Well, that's...
Anyways, we're here for a show. We're not here for your stupid leg.
Fine, whatever.
Time for Twitter, people.
Time for Twitter. See, you're taking over.
I know. I don't know what's wrong with
me. So why don't you read the Twitterers?
No. I'm good. I don't read.
Fine. So we do have new Twitterers this week.
Cool.
We have Robin for Arts. Mm-hmm. In Frank We Trust, mm-hmm. and Heathen Chick at 6691.
Yay!
So, yeah, we have three. That's kind of cool.
So, we like Twitters.
We do like Twitters. Right. I haven't been as prolific on Twitter since my surgery because...
Oh, is that what the deal is?
Yeah. That's why we don't get as many.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't share as much on Twitter because I'm on my phone a lot more.
Yeah, because you can't sit at the desk for too long
right.
a time.
Right. And Twitter is a desk thing for
honestly,
me.
Honestly, in... my opinion, you know how I am with the computer techie stuff. I think it's good that you're kind of downloading a little bit. Downloading is a
yeah, I'm downloading.
Damn it. That you're taking time off and kind of stepping aside from the screen world.
Yeah, sure.
It's like I said, you need to be doing things in the real world. You're missing things.
I have been.
And it helps your brain function. I'm sorry. If you're wholeheartedly in the screen world... you miss the real world, and then your brain just doesn't, it can't, like, create like it used to. You used to invent things like crazy, and you haven't been since you've been so techie in the last few years,
I'm
you know? I've
invented out.
No, you just need to learn to use your brain different
than
you have been. Anyways.
Speaking of using my brain different,
yes,
I was on the Outer Voice podcast this weekend.
Oh, yes, that you were.
Yeah, Rakim and Esmeralda were really fun to talk to. We mm-hmm. had a great time. Mm-hmm. We talked about the original model project and the new thing we're doing there, and a few other secular issues.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Including a suggestion for an addition to the Washington Monument that might make some people mad.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, well, you have to go listen to the show for it.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to talk about it here.
Okie dokie. Fine.
Maybe you should listen to the show if you don't want to know what it is.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Exactly.
Can't hear you.
Anyway,
sorry.
On to the news.
Yeah, that's kind of what we do.
So, no Lord's Prayer in cafeteria.
Okay, interesting.
An elementary school in Virginia has removed a plaque from its cafeteria that thanks God for the food following a complaint from a prominent professing atheist organization.
Oh, they removed it?
Yes.
Oh.
The plaque at issue, which had been displayed in the cafeteria of Speller Elementary School in Wytheville, Virginia, read, "Our Father, we thank thee for this food. Bless it to the nourishment of our bodies and our lives to thy service. Amen."
Wow, that was a public school?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay.
It is not known how long the plaque has been present, though.
I'm going to go quite some time.
However, the FFRF wrote to the superintendent of the Wythe County Public School earlier this year after being contacted by a local complainant.
Oh, God, you can't talk today.
I can never talk.
You got to work on that.
FFRF asserted that the plaque was problematic because the prayer could conflict with the beliefs of some students and their families.
Right. And not just non-believers, just someone of different faith as well.
Yeah.
I mean, multiple, yeah. you know, people.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's probably been on there a long time, I would guess.
Yeah, judging by the look of that plaque, it was at least since the 60s.
Yeah, that's kind of, I was going 50s, 60s.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, nobody really ever thinks to challenge anything like that, you know?
Yeah, I know. Especially in White, Virginia.
Yeah.
Wherever the hell that is.
Well, a lot of parents don't think to challenge something that is in a school that shouldn't be there, you know?
Yeah, well, I would.
Of course you would. That's an understatement. I think you've done a few things with the girls' school, so.
Yeah, and they weren't even religious.
No, they weren't. It was just, I think it was a sexist thing, wasn't it?
It was a dress code.
Yeah. But yeah, so parents need to understand they have rights to, if there's something going on that is just not, and it's not just that you don't agree with it, it's the fact of the legality of it, you know?
Yeah.
That's a big part of it, that you don't have to just let it go and keep it the way it's always been.
True.
It takes some work, though, to deal with it, but it works.
Yeah. However, some residents state that the district should not have removed the plaque.
Of course.
Rather, they should have stood with a backbone.
What's that supposed to mean?
Yeah. Wilma Justice told the board that everyone is offended by something and that we can't please everybody.
Exactly.
Well, the best way to please everybody is not to have something there, and then everybody's happy.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
No one is offended.
Just by what she just said, not everyone's going to be pleased with it, but at least you're going by what the law states, and then whoever isn't happy can stay happy. Unhappy. Is
how can you be offended by nothing?
Well, that's not even what I mean. I just mean, she literally just said, well, I love how she said have a backbone. Obviously, they did because they stood up for what was right and got it taken care of. But that we can't please everybody. And she just doesn't like that they're on the side that's not pleased this time.
Right. And then another person, who was it? She also said, now we're in a whirlwind across the country to get rid of things we don't like.
A whirlwind? I swear I thought you said a world.
World, whatever.
Whirlwind. You gotta work on that.
And also, Nathan Tucker said, political correctness has become the lawgiver, king, and judge in these United States. Where does it stop? Where do we draw the line?
So, following the rules is wrong.
So, whenever I see the word political correctness, I always put in this little phrase, respecting the beliefs of others.
Well,
so respecting the beliefs of others has become the lawgiver, king, and judge in these United States. Exactly right.
Well, not just that. That's what our laws are based on.
Yeah.
That's why we have the rules that we have, because it's supposed to be all inclusive, whereas they just see it as it's, you know, if you're not going the way we are going or the way we want to be going, then it's now political correctness, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, I know.
People are going to complain, like she said, you know.
Hi, this is Trav Mamone, host of the By Any Means podcast. Join me every week as I interview bloggers, podcasters, writers, and activists about the intersections of atheism, humanism, racial justice, feminism, LGBTQ rights, and other social issues. You can subscribe to the podcast through iTunes, Spreaker, and Stitcher, and you can read my blog at freethoughtblogs.com/byanymeans. And remember, that's by spelled B-I. Come take a listen to the musings of a queer humanist, because, hey, aren't we all a little bi-curious?
All right, so no Christian flags in Massachusetts.
I didn't know there was some.
Okay. A Christian group is threatening legal action if the Walz administration does not allow a religious flag to be raised on City Hall Plaza, the same spot where they say banners from communist nations as well as transgender and pride colors are set to fly.
I like how communist is in quotes.
Oh, they call it communist nation.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Everything's communist, you know?
So,
anyways.
We deserve a voice too, said Hal Shurtleff, founder of Camp Constitution.
He needs to go back and read it.
Yeah, which had its request denied on September 8th by the city after officials argued that it has a practice of respectfully refraining from flying non-secular flags and instead offered Shurtleff the option to fly a non-religious flag, which he declined.
Of course.
He said he first contacted the city in July, and Greg Rooney, the city's commissioner of property management, sent a written denial on September 8th stating flying the religious flag could send an quote, overt religious message and could be construed as a city endorsement.
Yes, it could.
This policy and practice is consistent with well-established First Amendment jurisprudence prohibiting a local government from, quote, respecting an establishment of religion, Rooney wrote to Shurtleff. This policy and practice is also consistent with the city legal authority to choose how limited government resources like City Hall flagpole is used.
That's interesting that they're the Camp Constitution.
Oh, so badly named. Where did they come up with these names? They should call themselves Camp Anti-Constitution.
That would make more sense because they'd want to do the polar opposite.
So I did a little research into them, and they basically want to set up some sort of theocracy in government.
That's exactly what it sounds like.
So here's my biggest issue with this guy wanting to fly his Christian flag and saying, but you fly this transgender and this pride flag. Their excuse is those are religious flags.
But
they're not
religious.
They're
not. Right. Exactly. They have nothing to do with religion in any way.
So they're saying, since you're promoting this religion of pride, right?
Yeah.
Since my religion says pride is bad, therefore it must be a religion. It's a religious statement, right?
Do people think before they speak?
They actually believe this. That because their religion says that being gay is bad, promoting the gay lifestyle is religious to them. So
nowhere does it say that, though. I mean, it doesn't indicate it either.
Oh, I know that, but that's their belief. I've literally seen that argument.
You're right. Now that I think about it, I have seen that often, actually, that if, you know, you're pro gay or anything like that, that you have this whole, I don't know, even if you're an atheist, but yet that's your religion or something. Like, I know what you're saying. It's like this whole nother branch or something of belief system that you have. It's not a belief system. I don't understand.
Yeah.
I mean,
I remember a few years ago back in Asheville, the Asheville City Hall put this great big huge pride banner right after, I think it was right after or right before the gay marriage decision came down. And all these Christians are like, "Why? Well, if you're putting up that flag, why can't we put up a Christian flag?" Uh-huh. And Asheville City was like, "Well, that's not a religious flag." And they're like, "Yes, it is. Seriously, people, it's not a religious flag."
That's like saying being heterosexual is a religion.
Yeah, basically they're calling it anti-religion flag is what they're really saying it is.
Uh-huh.
And that's just stupid.
I don't understand why they think that that is a religion. Then why don't they see being heterosexual as a religion? What's the difference?
Because there's no heterosexual flag that I know of.
Well, I was going to say either way, based on what they're saying, they see it that way.
I know.
Which, you know.
No, it's that being gay is anti their religion.
No, I know.
So therefore, it's an anti-religious statement.
Well, and it's the same concept when they say, you know, when you try to tell them, you know, it's not a choice or whatever. And it's like you come back at them and say, well, when did you choose to be hetero?
Yeah,
you know, and they're like, what?
Yeah, pretty much.
Right?
Yeah. So I've got another interesting story for you.
Alrighty.
A Thelemite in prison files lawsuit over imposed Christianity.
All right, for us dumb ones, what's Thelemite?
We'll get into that later.
Okay.
A Kansas prison inmate filed suit Wednesday alleging that the prison officials are violating her constitutional rights by, quote, imposing Christian beliefs on inmates.
Okay.
Sherry Weber Dunn, who identifies herself as a practitioner of Thelema.
Wait.
Was Thelema.
Okay. Whatever. Did you just say just deal?
Just deal.
Please.
Was joined in the suit by the American Humane Association. Based in Washington. Uh-huh. She is serving a murder sentence at the Topeka Correctional Facility, where the lawsuit alleges officials have created a coercive atmosphere where inmates are pressured to spend their time in highly religious atmosphere and to participate in religious activities and prayers, thus violating the Establishment Clause.
Mm-hmm.
Among the complaints are religious messages and symbols being placed on bulletin boards, encouraging prayer requests. Yes. Display of large cross in the multipurpose room, airing Christian movies on facility televisions, and otherwise imposing, quote, strong Christian values on inmates.
Uh-huh.
A defendant's actions, failures to act, and policies described above lack a secular purpose and the effect of promoting and favoring endorsing religion, particularly Christianity.
Right.
Over non-religion, and the result in excessive entanglement between government and religion, thus violating the Establishment Clause.
It was violating.
Violating of the, yes. Of the established, according to the lawsuit by the AHA.
Uh-huh.
Now, just to be clear, Thelema is a Hellenic religion, which means it originated in Greece, ancient Greece. It's kind of a Wiccan thing.
Oh, okay. So now you're making more sense.
Yeah. I just thought I'd get to that eventually.
Well, I suppose.
Yeah.
I was going to say you could have used it in the beginning, but no, it wouldn't have changed anything.
Yeah. So, because it doesn't matter if the person's Christian right. or Thelemic.
It doesn't matter.
Thelemite, right? It doesn't matter because you should not impose Christianity on a captive audience, literally.
Right. Because she's this, and then someone else is that, and this, and, what you if know, there's, so
I there's mean, atheists in there, there's Muslims in there, there's Jewish people in there.
Right.
It's not all Christians.
Thor worshippers.
Is it possible? I mean, we
Ra.
Got... Ra.
You could be worshipping Ra.
You could be. Who knows?
Who knows?
I mean, you got a Hellenic religion in there. Why not?
I mean, that's why you're not supposed to just... And it's always, Christianity is always the go-to, of course, you know, because...
Well, but this raises a huge point.
Okay.
If they think that all Christians, all prisoners are Christian, who are the bad people?
I was just thinking, and they always say that atheists fill up the jails, don't they?
Right, but they always just throw in all this Christianity. Or are they just hoping to convert these horrible atheists?
No, because they literally play all this because they're doing it because most people, in what they're saying, and I've actually heard it, well, sort of, that most people are Christian. So they're playing what they want,
right.
or what they think they want, and because actually it's about the majority. They're saying the majority of people are Christian, we're going to play this. We're going to put this up on the wall. We're going to do this and that. But yet when you have that whole argument of, oh yeah, it's always the atheists that fill up our jails. It's like, dude, one or the other. Pick one.
Yeah.
I am an old man. Most people hate me, but I don't like them either, so that makes it all even.
It's Potter time.
It is Potter time.
Okie dokie.
So we've talked at length about Perma Potter winner Roy Moore in his run for the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks like one of his opponents has qualified for the Potter as well.
Oh, okay.
That would be Senator Luther Strange. Strange was appointed to the job by former Governor Bentley when Jeff Sessions resigned to be the Attorney General under Trump.
Oh, okay.
So just think about the demographics here.
Right.
Okay, we've got Jeff Sessions, obvious theocrat. Mm-hmm. Right, Roy Moore, super theocrat,
mm-hmm.
and his opponent for the Republican primary for the same position currently sitting as the senator. Yeah, he's a fun one, I'll tell you.
Okay.
But there seems to have been a little funny business going on about that appointment to senator. Because when Jeff Sessions left,
uh-huh.
right, the governor has the option to appoint a new senator.
Right.
Okay. So Strange's last position was Attorney General for the state of Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, the Attorney General's office and the state house were investigating Governor Bentley over the firing of a staffer who exposed an affair to the governor had with a senior aide.
Oh, okay.
So, but right after Strange announced his intention to run for Sessions' Senate seat, he suspended the investigation and requested that the house postpone their inquest into his office until his office gathered more information. And not too long after that, Bentley appointed Strange to the open Senate seat.
Oh, isn't that convenient?
Yes. Bentley also appointed a new attorney general at the time.
Uh-huh.
Right, because he had to. Who saw that the governor was under investigation and immediately recused himself and appointed a special prosecutor to handle the investigation. Bentley resigned in April as part of a plea deal to avoid impeachment from the AG office and House Investigations Committee.
They're always dodging.
Oh, man. You should have seen the mess around this when I was researching this.
Uh-huh.
Holy crap, there's so much more. He pled guilty to 12 ethics charges
wow.
or something. Like, it was huge. Or no, 3 ethics charges. 12 comes later.
Okay.
Yeah. But that's not all.
Of course not.
Yeah. In 2012, as the AG of Alabama, he filed a motion with the U.S. District Court in Birmingham, Alabama, to become the co-plaintiff alongside EWTN, Global Catholic Television Network, in its existing suit against the federal government for requiring employers to provide contraception coverage in their business healthcare plans.
And translate that, because that just blew past me.
Okay, so Obamacare said businesses have to...
It's not Obamacare. It's the Affordable Health Care.
Affordable Care Act.
The Care Act, yeah.
The ACA required employers to provide contraceptive mm-hmm. coverage.
Right.
But this Catholic network said, no, we don't believe in contraception. We don't want to cover it. So they sued, uh-huh. right? And the Attorney General of Alabama, who's supposed to uphold the Constitution
yes.
and what the Supreme Court says, decided to side with the Catholics.
Can he even do that?
He did.
I don't care if he did. Can he? Legally,
I guess he can.
Really? I thought he's supposed to uphold the Constitution.
It's not ethical Well, yeah, well, exactly.
Then again, that's all out the window lately.
Yeah. The organization's file claim that was the mandate violates convictions of a religious employers, and Strange agreed, citing his statutory responsibilities to protect the missions of Alabama's charitable institutions against this, quote, interfering federal regulation.
Oh, boy.
He pledged to throw the weight of the office behind EWTN, which Strange said is the largest media network, religious media network in the world. Sorry, I missed that. So this guy decided to side with a religious network instead of with the Constitution.
That's insane.
Yeah. Well, it was instead of with federal law.
No, I know, but that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And to make matters worse, he's been endorsed by the fascist in chief.
Of course he has.
Who said, quote, Big Luther is a great guy who gets things done. Now, Big Luther is his own name for himself. The guy's massive. I mean, like, hugely tall.
Oh, so it's not okay, Trump giving him that name?
No.
Okay.
I saw him next to Trump. Trump is not short by any means, right? Uh-huh. Trump's a pretty tall guy. This guy's like a foot taller than Trump. He's, like, huge.
I think Trump's just normal. No, average,
Trump's a little over 6 foot tall. I've seen him standing next to other people. He's slightly taller.
I can't just can't get past the face, I guess.
And Strange has been using his political ads to get the endorsement from Trump by praising Trump in nearly every ad.
Of course.
Yeah. But Strange has done something pretty bad in those ads as well. Mm-hmm. His ads were full of lies.
Surprise, surprise.
In one instance, he made himself out to be a key player in the prosecution of former Alabama Speaker of the House, Mike Hubbard, who was finished to 4 years in prison in 2016 for 12, I told you 12 would come back, ethics violations.
Wow.
Yeah. In fact, Strange...
12?
But here's what really happened. Strange recused himself from the investigation because his campaign had used Hubbard's printing company when he ran for Attorney General.
So he keeps just getting himself out of it.
He didn't say in the ad that he took part in it, mm-hmm. right? But he certainly insinuated that in his ad.
Right, right.
He also claims that he will work with Trump to drain the swamp of corruption in D.C. Mm-hmm. But here's the truth for that.
Start at home. Okay. Yeah.
Before becoming AG, he worked as a lobbyist for Transocean Offshore Drilling, the same company that had the Deepwater Horizon explosion in 2010. Yeah, that's right. Big Luther is really just another corporate shield that lobbied Congress for relaxed regulations on offshore drilling and pushed for more drilling in the Gulf. Not only is he unlikely to drain the swamp, but he is part of it and brings an oil slick with him to make it worse.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all, honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, when they're bad, they're really bad.
Yeah. So, and that's kind of why he's deserving of this week's Potter Award.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, he really is a swamp monster.
Literally.
I don't know. It seems like all of Alabama politicians are fitting this bill because everywhere I looked was some sort of ethics violation by somebody.
Well,
and it didn't matter where I went. I was like, good Lord, who is this person?
They all just do what they want to do, and they don't give two flips about what they're supposed to be doing.
In a story about one person, I ran into four other people who had been impeached or imprisoned for ethics violations in government.
Kind of says a lot about Alabama.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got to be rough to live in Alabama. Yeah.
Well, I feel really bad for Alabama right now because they only have two Republican choices.
Uh-huh.
One's a theocrat and one's a corrupt politician. I don't know which is worse.
Yeah, right?
The primary is going on today. I don't know who won uh-huh. or will win.
Right.
But by the time this is out,
it'll all be out
there.
So
we'll know who will be the actual Republican. So that really, Alabama's needing to vote for a Democrat because they've got an idiot running as a Republican either way.
Gosh, it just makes you think the future of the country in general, because Alabama's not the only one who's got this going on.
No, Mississippi's got it, uh-huh. Louisiana's got it. Those states down there have got theocrats or corrupt politicians. It's the Southern way.
It really, truly is the
Southern
way. Or it
seems to be.
Well, I was going to say, it seems to be going hand in hand. I mean...
So frustrating.
It's got to be rough to live in any of those if you are the polar opposite of what they all stand for, yeah. You know?
I mean, not to say we don't have our own corrupt politicians out here, but I've done research on politicians in Washington State. I still don't run into four things looking up one person.
One story, yeah. One person.
Just insane.
Yeah. It's like mass pickings.
I could have picked any one of those guys for a Potter Award this week. I don't know.
I know, right?
Jeez.
I don't know. There just seems to be a lot of that going on, particularly so in the Republican Party, it just seems.
What do you know? I mean,
Democrats aren't innocent either, but at the same time, I don't know. It just seems all the ones that are still sticking wholeheartedly with the Republican Party are just getting more ethically nasty and more Potter worthy. I mean, truly.
I think it's the conservative party, not the conservative, not necessarily the Republican party.
Right, it's the conservatives. No, and that's what I mean. It's not all Republicans. I just, those conservative makes more sense.
Yeah.
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 The hardcore kind of.
Yeah, the hardcore conservatives. I don't trust most hardcore conservatives.
No, you're right.
In fact, I don't trust any of the new conservatives. I stopped trusting conservatives with McCain. Uh-huh. He was the last real conservative,
uh-huh.
right? He was the last true Republican of that era.
Oh, right.
After that, I gave up on any hope for the Republican
new
Party.
conservative is nothing.
Like, you got Ted Cruz. I mean, my God, they let Herman Cain run for president. Okay.
I would say, huh?
Okay, Ben Carson. They let Ben Carson run for president. Done.
Boy. Tell you what, this next presidential run's going to be interesting.
I don't know what idiot they're going to put up because Trump's going to get impeached.
I mean, what circus are we going to have for the next go around?
It'll be Pence. Pence will be running.
Oh, you think?
Oh, I guarantee it. That man's wanted president since he ran for Senate.
Well, that will be interesting, though. If you think about that, let's say Pence runs, right?
Uh-huh.
Trump is running. He hired him as his VP, but when they're enemies on the stage running for president, what nasty things are going
to
come
out? So here's probably what's if Trump survives to 2020 as president.
Right, I know.
Then there's no way Pence is going to run because he would be an idiot to run. He's going to wait for 2024.
Yeah.
Right? But if Trump doesn't make it all the way to 2020, Pence will already be president.
Ugh.
You can't see the problem?
Yeah. Either way, it's going to be another really big circus,
which is why this is why it's so important to vote in 2018. By the way, people, seriously, go out, vote, and change Congress. It's the only way we're going to make progress.
You start with Congress for sure.
Help vote in 2017 for local elections. I don't care.
Do more than just presidential voting.
Yeah. Don't vote every 4 years. Vote every year.
Right.
Vote several times a year. Whenever everything comes out, vote for it or vote against it. Whatever.
I'm just sitting here thinking of SNL. The new episodes they can have with all of this craziness.
Yeah, they come back soon.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean,
I don't even know where to
start. They're doing better than they have in years.
Yeah.
I mean, with this craziness that we've got going on and this embarrassment that we've got going on in this country.
Oh, yeah. I mean, absolutely. It's insane. Anyways, I think
we're done because you keep making squinty faces like you're getting shooting pains or something. You keep doing this, like, scrunchy face.
The weather's
face.
Changing, and I can feel the screw in my leg.
Yeah, you're just making these, like, kind of, it's just weird.
Yeah.
And it's starting to get on my nerves, so.
That's all the acting I'm going to have, then.
I think we're good till next week.
We always like to hear your feedback, so leave us a voicemail at 704-802-YAK, or an email at podcast@secularyaking.com.
My input.
All comments are welcome. We like to hear the good, the bad, and the ugly. You also can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Google+.
If you like our show, head over to your podcast directory of choice and leave us a 5-star review. If you really like the show, support the show on our Patreon page.
I'd buy that for $1.
And we'll be back next week with more yakking to please your eardrums.
Bye-bye, boys!
Have fun storming the castle!
Think it'll work?
It would take a miracle.
Bye-bye!